This is CliffCentral.com.
Is a Simar Rountini. Your child must be the cast that goes in so far. Is a Simar Rountini. A song that I know won't so that I can't decide. Is a Simar Rountini. Is a Simar Rountini. Is a Simar Rountini. Is a Simar Rountini. Is a Simar Rountini.
Street so loud, habo kazi gini street so loud, habo pinky mama shot bump job. Hey, you do not say kasi so loud.
You know my hood so loud, you wish your hood was live. Show me another hood that's so live. I love it when it got the shot vibe.
I'm from the class that cool
and not. Alright, so what's up everybody, welcome to the Gilmore T Vibe here on Cliff Central. So remember, every Friday at 1 p.m. we are live, but with this particular show, we're actually recording from the city of Kings and Queens, Bobulawayo, in Zimbabwe. And I'm going to be joined by about, how many are we? Good Lord. Five gentlemen. And these guys are making waves in their own spaces in Zimbabwe. And also, they're just young Zimbabweans that are trying to keep up in this incredible economy of ours in Zimbabwe. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
What are we?
All right, so we're going to start with the other homie there. Seth.
What's up?
Hey, Seth.
Hey, Seth.
What's good?
Well, yeah, nothing much. You said incredible economy.
It's an incredible economy, bro.
What do you
we're
mean?
We're surviving in this country. Aren't we surviving?
No, we're not.
We're not surviving?
Yeah, we're not.
But here you are, though.
Yeah, it's a walking skeleton.
All right, and that's it. Ras Cliff. What's your Twitter handle?
Ras Munro. Yes.
Yes, Ras. Like Munro, Marilyn, what?
Yeah.
That vibe. At Vic Worldwide.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm chilling, bro.
You good?
Yo, it's Vic Cheetah, aka Vic Worldwide, aka Strategy Campaign, aka Aaron.
Yeah, aka Wedding Arakani.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Sindius. Right.
You know, that's the first time you call me. Oh, that's the second time, right?
Okay. Yeah.
It's in K.
Yeah.
AKA. All AKA is like Vic.
And we've got George in the house.
What up?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man.
So, George, you're a visual artist.
Yeah.
Tell me, how is it going so far in Zimbabwe? I mean, there's so much going on, but how are you keeping up?
Yes, my friend, it's hard.
What?
I want a man, my friend.
You want a man?
Yeah,
everybody wants a man.
Everyone
wants a man.
Yeah, but we're keeping up.
But what are your thoughts in general with all things that are happening, Vic? What are your thoughts with everything happening in Zimbabwe? The price is going up. Mutual has gone down from $1. It's now 75 cents.
I didn't know.
Wait,
my nephew.
I was catching.
Which one?
From North
everywhere.
Yeah, 50 cents. Right?
Yeah.
There was a time I even managed to finesse the guy. I was like, ah, no, here we catch 50 cents.
Yeah.
But like for the past 2 days, 75 cents.
Come on.
But it's gone. It's 75. It was a dollar now, but it's 75 cents.
It's a buck. It's been a buck in the same.
If I just stay in Makaya, though.
You take forever going there. Okay, it's okay.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts with everything happening in Zimbabwe?
Things are pretty bad, bro. You know, things are bad. Nothing is okay at this point in time. You know, we're just trying to survive, you know, as artists and everything, but, you know, nothing is good. And everyone knows nothing is good. So, well, you
know. But, I mean, as much as we all know, but how are you sort of like trying to take each day as it comes?
I think mentally, bro. You know, I think I'm just trying to, you know, be mentally healthy as much as I can, because I can't do anything in the situation, bro. I just have to.
So then, if you can't do anything, you just have to do the most,
bro. You have to be
working.
Because
that's all you can do right now. You can't fix it, so might as well.
You can't fix anything at this point.
Might as well keep rapping.
Yeah. And whatever's happening now didn't start now. You feel me?
It's always been there.
You feel me? So now
just reaching a climax of something.
Yeah,
but something's gonna happen in the future.
Something's gonna happen.
I don't know, but something's gonna happen.
But they've not been saying the same thing over and over since.
Who is they? And stop kicking our microphone. Who is they?
There is us before.
We
were saying that it's going to be better since like 1980,
1992. Oh, I know. I meant something's happened. I don't mean something better. I don't know whether it's going to be better or worse, but I just feel like the way the path of the country is going, it's leading up to some dramatic climax.
But we're such a dramatic
after
country.
After that, everything will be cool.
You think so?
Because it's going to be G one day.
One day is one day.
I just don't know when.
Dude, how are you? I have a question for every one of you. How are you keeping up, bro? Because everyone keeps.
You know, we're taking one day each time. It's like for each and every one of us as young Zimbabweans, especially creatives, you're trying to be in a safe space whereby you.
You look like Pharrell. Do you put injections?
Nah, okay, I'm just saying, we're just taking one day at a time, man. All you need to be in a healthy headspace, like you said, because at the end of the day, you end up doing something which is very, very bad and tragic. So you have to keep that momentum and people will make you all feel happy.
Yeah, but I mean, we can't run away from the fact that most Zimbabweans are really depressed at this moment. I mean, look at South Africa just around the corner. HP just passed on.
Yeah.
I mean, may so rest in peace. And for us, it should be even, I mean, we've been depressed for quite some time. A lot of young people in Zimbabwe are very much depressed. Yeah. But then are we, what systems are there to sort of like help young people? I mean, with artists, I know you do, you write, a poet, you sing, you rap. Is there any other ways that young people are venting out issues and their thoughts?
Alcohol, drugs. that's the way that most of us, or the young people, are doing.
Oh, you take drugs?
Not really.
No one wants to confess to it. No one will ever want to confess that.
Are they venting their problems on drugs?
Yeah.
Or they are using them to
you know, the thing what I've realized, we first have to break it down to who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because there are those who are creatives, right? Or who are, and not just creatives, those who are actively artists. Because one thing I've noticed about the industry, it keeps moving.
So even
while things are not good in the country, people are still going to the clubs.
Yeah, that's the thing.
People are still attending shows.
Yeah. You
see what I'm saying? So right now, there could be some artists who are saying, it's actually G. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm still being booked. Ask Ja Praise.
Yeah.
You feel me? Ask Ja Praise. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then now, if you come to now, maybe you have an artist who's also balancing a job.
Yeah.
Then he feels it. You see what I'm saying?
Like,
but at least now, at least you write and you rap, so you can put that in the music.
Yeah.
Now imagine someone who's not a creative.
So what happens to them then?
Drugs.
And sex also.
Yeah, sex. Worst in sky is where there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just where everybody is at right now.
So do you feel like we're bound to maybe raise a drunkard generation? Because right now, obviously, not many people are focused on issues that we're going, the issues that you're personally going through, but people are facing on like, oh my gosh, there's no cooking oil in Zimbabwe. Oh, there's no bread. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no water. Mm-hmm. So we tend to forget that actually there's issues that are affecting our children and our young people.
Yeah.
So do you feel like we're gonna raise like a drunken nation?
No.
Or we're already raising
We are money? Already an alcoholic generation.
Are we?
I tend to differ, you know?
Yeah, okay.
But. Yeah, I'm not a pastor. Come on. But the thing is, I think we're going to be strong people.
Really?
Yeah, we are. I think Zimbabweans are the most resilient people and we are patient people.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, I think actually we're going to be probably the people who are coming before us and after us, they are going to learn something from us. I think so, because we are surviving this tragedy that we are into.
And some would call it incredible.
It's an incredible economy, because one day you never know what's going
to
happen.
But my team is like, to a certain extent, I might sound like a huge dick, bro, but like, at least it's not a tsunami.
Yeah, it's not true.
You think about it.
Yeah.
And
imagine if it's like an act of God.
But it's
and that's,
with
but it still
also,
sucks though, bro.
It does. Yeah, I'm not and I don't wanna say, but think about it, my G's.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I know it's bad, but look at us.
Mm-hmm.
If you break it down and think about it, what
so which means
here,
we're strong.
Wearing
people.
Nice kicks.
We're strong.
You know what I'm saying? But then
they're
also,
wearing
then
like
there's
his.
Also there's also that tip where it's not actually strength, bro, because if I'm beating up on you and you're not dying,
okay,
but then you're like at your last,
just feeling the pain,
you see, and then you're now even in, because to be honest, we are very alcoholic, dog. We drink,
because I feel like that's the
way we drink,
that's the way people are trying to
you
just
see what I'm
forget
saying?
What's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
I think now it just takes like us creatives to be like, okay. So we see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we create now some, I don't know, some type of movements or some type of thing
space
that captures the attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some type of space that captures the attention off of all the negativity onto more positive things. Unfortunately, in the real world, even to our own parents, that may seem something like insignificant, but trust me, if there was no one making music in this era right now to get people off, if Jah Fraser wasn't at his level right now, it would be crazy.
Yeah, he wasn't screaming, it would be crazy. But, if he wasn't screaming, it would be crazy.
Okay, listen, so, I mean, why are Zimbabweans not taking to the streets like we see in other countries where people take to the streets and they demonstrate and things like that? What are your thoughts? Sintiso.
You know, we talked about it earlier, and I think it's because we put education on top of everything. Right?
Isn't that like becoming our weakest point?
That's our weakest point, so actually. Because I was told by one of my mentors that the easiest people to manipulate are the most educated.
Yeah.
Because imagine if I tell, let me give Asaf as an example. If I tell, listen, Asaf, bro, can you go tomorrow and, you know, do the thing?
Protest.
Yeah. And Asaf will tell him, my G, listen, I'm out here trying to what? I'm trying to get this mula for my G's, yeah. Right? Yeah. Check. So, like, you see, almost all of us, even you, proud, you give me that diplomatic answer.
Oh, yeah.
You see, so that's our downfall, man. Because at the end of the day, we need to, if it's matching, people need to go
match. I think it's learning.
What is that?
I think it's in a way of Zimbabwe is not united in that sense.
We're scared.
You see, Zimbabwe is not united. Mm-hmm. It's very divided.
Yeah.
So everyone is in their own pocket, in their own corner, stuck where they are, saying you start.
Let's see how it goes.
Then the division also goes back to education. We are so educated to a point whereby it sucks, like it doesn't make sense.
And then how did you end up here if we're educated?
That's why it gets to the point where it says, I'm sorry to say, the easiest people to manipulate are educated. Mm. Like for real, I'm not gonna lie to you. Mm. If you tell someone who's educated that I'm coming to a lot of you in the they'll run away because they know.
Or they'll even try to listen.
Educated people, bro, will see that. Nah, it can't go on like this.
Woman,
okay, how many people
educated people will see that eventually it's gonna get here.
Exactly.
And educated isn't that BT predicted this.
Everyone
is educated.
Everyone predicted this. Yeah. So maybe against it.
But we all still weren't educated as we are.
Exactly.
But that's not education.
Or maybe we're not radical enough.
That's not education.
Exactly. We're not radical enough.
We're not radical enough. We just, you know, take things at the surface like
We are, bro.
Are we radical?
How? Remember. Look at all the time when we thought the army did that shit for us.
Yeah.
Then everyone came out on the streets as one. Everyone was happy. Zimbabweans are just peaceful.
But then,
a bunch of white people.
But then the issue. But then the issue is the unity.
But then
down to the last like.
When they recruit the army, they say if you've got 5 all levels and above, we don't want you in the army.
What really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to be.
We say that
just because also we take education really highly.
Yes.
But you can be very stupid and be educated.
Exactly.
All right, gentlemen, I think we can talk about all these things. Yeah. I want to know from Vic, 10 years back, what was your mindset like? What were your dreams? Where were you seeing yourself in 2018 when you're in 2008? I mean, in 2008 was drama, but maybe before that.
Obviously, Brian, biggest house, the biggest car, beautiful wife, 2 kids by 26. You know,
2 kids at 26.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn, for real, nigga.
For real.
For me, cheap, bro. Like, honestly, bro, I wanted things, bro. By 26, I wanted things, but I'm 26 now.
Just and I'm here. Things.
The best thing that I have is a nice pair of kicks.
So at least you have something.
Well, yeah, but bro, like I had to hustle for these, bro. You know, things are bad, bro. Things are really bad, and you have to change, I mean, your vision. You have to adjust everything that you want just to accommodate people. I've got sisters, I've got mothers, you know, people I have to feed. I have to feed myself, you know, I have to pay my fees, I have to pay all this. So it's that bad.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be here at 26, but I'm here.
So you feel Zimbabwe has sort of like disappointed you in a
Zimbabwe
bigger way?
Fucked me up, bro.
Many times.
Yeah.
Sideways also.
Sideways, you know. Fuck you, sideways. Take me over. You feel me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the situation, bro. I don't even lie to anybody listening to this. Yeah, it's pretty much fucked up. It fucked me up. Mm-hmm. Fucked my mental too. You feel me?
So have you also been effed up?
Bruh.
Okay?
Almost every one of us in this room have been effed up. Because at the end of the day, all of us wanted houses. Wanted to be. Maybe your mom, you should have bought a mom a house or something, or your parents, or at least one of them. But It's impossible.
So do you feel like our leaders don't see all these things that like they're failing us, they failed us? Don't they see it or do they care at all?
They don't.
Maybe they may care, but it's already too late to stop a spinning wheel. You feel me? Once something is already going downhill, they all they're doing now maybe is trying to protect themselves, but they can see that it's hot. You see what? That's politics.
Yeah, it's diplomacy.
He wants to say something. He didn't want to speak, but all of a sudden he wants to say something.
Yeah. No, listen, guys, to what I can say about our leaders.
Yeah.
Some people are actually saying that where the situation is like this, that's where most people are eating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, why this chaos is still there? It's because some people still enjoy eating. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, a lot of people are resilient to drop their prices because they're still eating from that chaos. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of leaders and what that's where they see the gap.
But it's not
so people are benefiting.
Because think about it, most of us, most of especially the leaders in power, if they jump out, it's prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Think about that.
So they remain.
But so they know that some of them are even scared. Maybe they even want to chill. Yeah, but they can see that rather I stay. Rather let me say, like what you are saying, because now they hear me saying, I'm seeing a plan for me, myself, and my family.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Because the situation has already come here for everyone.
My question is it the leaders or is the system?
Yeah,
the system.
It's the whole system. So somebody might, you know, it's cool, not a cool, whatever. I have a new guy, old guy, but still the same system, still the same people. Same mindset of let me eat while I can eat. Feel me? So everyone wants to eat now.
So maybe people are selfish.
Yeah, it's 2% on everything now. It's eating chow as much as you can. Feel me?
Wow.
Yes, George. But I want to ask, us people, don't we have like a voice to change
the whole system? We do have a voice, but as it stands now, the elite protects that outlet of the voice to say you can't voice anything out. Like now, if you want to start a movement, then some of us would be bribed to say, don't say anything, don't go out and speak.
Because I was looking
and then once I start eating, I won't say anything.
As artists, sort of like, as artists, we have a stronger voice than the people who are just outside there, sitting there, doing their stuff and so on. Why can't we, like, I know some people are still, like, doing something, they're doing something, like, now, to talk about the issues that we face as artists or as people from Zimbabwe. I think it's high time we try hard to put the nail where it is. And one day is one day.
I won't lie. I think the nail, the actual core issue, what I think, where the solution is found, bro, isn't just Zimbabweans falling in love with themselves.
Right. Come on, brother.
That's all, bro. Because that's why the problem why campaigns are flopping, we're all pointing out the issues.
We know it's bad.
You feel me? What we need to do is try and push some type of positive message. Then you see people change for themselves. Say, but this is, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The people say, but I love my country, but then, because now everyone is just like, they don't even want to be Zimbabweans. People have thrown it away aside.
Yeah. People hate it now.
People hate it. They don't like it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's justified.
Mm-hmm.
But then unfortunately, it's the only nationality you can be. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all you can be, bro.
That's all you are.
You see what I'm saying? You can't go to Nigeria. You can't go to SA. Why are you?
Yeah. The why? When you say that, I don't know if I can mention this incident that happened when we were screaming in Harare. About when I was screaming, saying that, you know, the thing is, us as Zimbabweans, we don't see each other as value addition people.
Yeah.
We are quick to see it in other people, in the Europeans, in South Africans, and things like that. And we want to make those people feel so special, which is okay because you need to make sure that your space is safe for other people that are coming from outside.
Yeah.
But then when you go to places like South Africa and Nigeria, they prioritize their own people more than you yourself. You become a second-class citizen in their country.
Yeah.
But here in Zimbabwe, Zimbabweans are second-class citizens.
In their own country.
So you also look around and you're like, damn it. So where do I belong?
It all goes down to that whole value thing. You see what I'm saying?
It's and love for yourself.
And love for yourself. People. You see what I'm saying? And love for yourself. And I'm sure it's even broken down to just the talk. How people talk. Because especially about the city, for example. People say, Bulawayo, it's boring. Complain. I'm like, it's the only one we have. What are you going
to
do?
We need, enjoy, we need to complain.
Plus, go to Zara. Go out, bro. What do you want to do?
But how do you go out when things are like $35? Like
people are going out, trust me.
Oh, come on.
People are going out, my guy. Trust me. people are going
people
out.
Are going
people
out.
Are
sad, bro.
People are going out, paying US dollars.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, here I am looking
like what Lennox was saying. People are going out. The whole situation is broken down. It's affecting people in different ways.
So
trust me.
Are you trying to say we need to take advantage of this situation?
No, I'm trying to say the solution we need is something that will involve people who feel the country has fucked them up and they are not doing anything. And it also needs to cover people who are taking advantage of the situation. You see what I'm saying? And also need to just cover those who don't care. You see what I'm saying? Because now you have maybe a voice for people who say, ah, it's fucked. Yo, it's messed up. What, we can't
done,
do nothing.
But what
you
are they doing?
Voice, right?
To the country,
and then they are not really able to relate and explain to the people who are abusing dollars and to say, no, my guy, we are Zimbabweans, bro. We are brothers. Or something. So that's why if a whole movement came, imagine Vic, your followers, Sinke's followers, my followers, Gilmore's followers, Larynx's followers, everyone's followers. We all managed to get them into one place and we say we're all Zimbabweans.
Alright, so maybe it's about us just coming together and doing something.
Yeah.
But there's already some cliques in Zimbabwe. I think the problem is that
it's not enough.
It's not enough.
And it's too selective. It's too neat. It's too... It needs... You remember how hip-hop really started, bro?
It was fire.
You see what I'm saying? It needs where everyone just feels they're connected to it.
So we don't have a common ground then in Zimbabwe.
We don't have.
We don't have a common ground. So that's why you're saying some people are happy with the situation and some are not happy with the situation. So until and unless we're all on the same level of understanding, maybe we can actually like drive some you know, attention to a certain goal of some sort. You know?
Yeah.
Shame. Life is tough. Tough is life.
Tough is life.
All right, so if you're listening, this is the Gilmore T Vibe here on Clip Central, and the hashtag on our social media platforms is GTEEVibe. You can also follow the station at clipcentral.com, and you can follow the boy ASAP at the boy ASAP, at Russ Monroe. You can also follow at Vic Worldwide. You can also follow Cindy So at SinK, and you can follow George at George Masarira. At studio, right?
Yeah.
Good Lord, have mercy. That's a mouthful. Like Zimbabweans want to sound so fancy using all these words. Hey, George Masari, that's why we're in this shithole.
So, do you think I'm the cause?
No, you're not the cause. But it's these fancy Zimbabweans that are the cause.
We're educated.
Yeah,
exactly. They're too educated. But exactly. I also feel our education is. It's not helping us much. It's like we're educated with the wrong things.
Yeah.
I look at South Africans, no offense, and I'm like, I see how South Africans will treat other foreigners, like Zimbabweans, Zambians, Malawians, Nigerians, and there's xenophobia in South Africa. And I always ask myself, the books that are in their schools, are they informing them that when they had war in South Africa, they were seeking exile in Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, and these neighboring countries?
Yeah.
What are they being informed about? And I feel that's the situation with Zimbabwe, that we just have education that teaches us about the Maxwell, what, all those fancy history stories.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know nothing about ourselves.
Mm, true.
We don't know a lot about ourselves. That's why we can't even have a national attire.
Yeah.
That's why we can't even, when we go to functions, we're dressing like we're going to the British Parliament. Because we're not well informed of who we are as a people.
Or we put horns.
We put horns.
We don't even have a sound.
We don't have what?
A sound.
It's
sound.
It's
something that we can actually
say.
We have
dance. Well, it's borrowed from Jamaica.
From where?
We've got Sungura.
That's the only.
We've got, what's it called?
Sungura is not cool. That's the only thing.
What's it called?
You see, we don't have a common ground.
You can export
from,
it out there.
From Plumtree. What is it
Sungura,
called?
You can. But not to the cookies.
Is it Sungura?
Not the cookies.
Or the whole Mandela's.
Yeah, the Mandela's.
What is it called?
What's it called?
Is it a Zimbabwean sound?
But it's not. It's a Zimbabwean sound.
It's a
unique Zimbabwean
sound.
What's the name, bro?
It's
called Mbakan. But Mbakan is
from
KwaZulu-Natal.
But it's different.
That's how difficult it is, bro. Like, there's sections, there's small, you know, groups and gates and all these, you know. I don't listen to dancehall.
What about Chapreza's sound?
I don't know that.
Does he have a sound?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is it?
He does.
It's like a noisy sound. It's like a kid's making.
What's the sound?
It's a noisy sound.
Let the producer tell us.
The thing with Chapreza is, if you listen, those guys, like, if you listen to that track of his and what's that lady's name?
Yemi Alade.
Oh, yeah. That's Chapreza. So if it's mixed, then you can tell who's who now.
Yeah.
Same as Emma. There's a beat that I made.
What is Mdara Chawuya? Ask me what is that?
Mdara Chawuya.
Yeah. That was his hit.
It's Mdara Chawuya.
What sound is that?
It's a song.
Mdara came.
What sound
that's
is that?
That's why it's a national
what sound.
That's the national sound, right?
It's a national sound.
Yeah.
No, I think that's propaganda.
We can't unfortunately. If it's everywhere, it's everywhere. What are you gonna say?
Kimo.
What are you gonna say? I'm asking. That's the niggas
did
getting booked.
Did your take your wife or
something? No.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Remove that, bro. Trust. Shut up, I'm asking. Wait. Okay, fine. But I'm asking. Let's remove everything aside. Yeah. That Mdara Chawuya. What style is that?
It's Chapreza style.
So is that not? And that was that's at that sound. Point there was a sound. It was being played everywhere. When we're dancing in the streets, all of us were dancing to that song.
I never danced to it.
So when you track Mambo,
it became the sound.
No. Was it a national sound?
No. What I feel because I'm calling it the national sound is because it was tied to a national event.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, because something impacted the whole nation. If you look back, bro, Kwaito, all that. Kids died, bro, pushing house music. I'm sure the revolution was started off of that shit, being pushed by the music. You see what I mean? That's what
so
is now needed for. Imagine when that stuff was happening with the army, bro, and we were doing concerts in the streets. You see what I'm saying? We're calling all the kids, and if it was some long-lasting stuff, and we're bringing concerts onto the streets.
You see what I'm saying? You were saying Jampreza's Mdara Chawuya is the national sound. But he's already changed his sound.
Did he change his sound?
Yeah, because it's not commercial. It's not exportable because we don't even take it as like, you see what I'm saying? It's not exportable.
We don't even listen
to it. But like, no, bruh, we want to hear you featuring who? You see, and plus, I'm sure also he wanted to break out into the international market.
Yeah.
And now to fit them onto that type of style was difficult. Do you see what I'm saying?
But do you feel like it can be some sort of revolution, like you had said earlier?
It's too deep.
Is it deep?
It's too deep.
There's no revolution coming.
Yeah, it
is. It's too deep.
Who can lead a revolution
Independent thinkers.
Give me an example of the musicians in Zimbabwe.
A musician who can lead a revolution.
Guys, let me be honest with
you. Oliver,
maybe Winky D.
With Zimbabwe, right? This is what needs to happen.
Yeah.
We need to have buses, planes, and all sorts of things of transport to transport people outside Zimbabwe.
Dad, don't listen to this.
Take a nuclear item. More of the
whole Nah.
Let's not give ideas to Boko Haram because I'm sure they're looking for the next spot. We don't want that in our country.
Yeah.
Well, peaceful notes, aren't you?
But I was still on the question of where 10 years back, what were your thoughts, Russ? Because Vic Worldwide told me, Senke told me also, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're in the same group. Like, I thought 26, married, settled down, my own house.
At 26, though, guys.
Yeah, 26, yeah.
Let's be honest. There was some time, maybe in your teens, where you'd be like, by 25, 26. Ah! And then, as you grow mature and older, then you see, realize 26.
No,
nah,
it's too young.
It's too young.
But then it was a clear plan. I finish my O's, I go to A-level. From A-level, I go to varsity. Mm-hmm. From varsity, I get a job. Mm-hmm. I get a house, I get a car, I get a wife.
You forgot the other job. And then when I get a wife, you get a what? And then you said you get a job. And then after...
I know where it's going.
What's the other job?
That job.
After getting the wife. Okay. George, have you always wanted to be an artist? Visual artist specifically?
Yeah.
So it's something that you always... So you're living your dream, no?
Yeah, I'm living my dream, but... You know, it's good to do what you love most because you can actually break boundaries. Uh-huh. Sort of like I've been like thinking hard about changing my career along the way.
What if you were not a visual artist? What would you be in Zimbabwe? If it was an ideal Zimbabwe,
I was going to be a teacher.
A teacher?
Yeah.
Hey, you talk too much. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, I was going to be a teacher, but the thing is, I just thought of just following my passion.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to pursue my career as an
But in
artist.
A way, don't you like do some teaching through your visual arts?
Actually, I do. Because if I'm actually trying to express myself to other people, they get something through my artwork.
So you're teaching them?
So I'm teaching them.
Professor George.
Yeah.
Prof George. Hey, so have you always seen yourself in the music space?
Man, let me... is actually a comment I wanted to make when Vic was talking. I really feel for me, since high school, I think even since like form three, form two, you see what I'm saying? I always was just like, yo, I want to rap.
Okay.
So it took up the most of my time.
Okay.
I'm sure I even failed because of that. You see what I'm saying? I was just focused on that and went through life based on whatever options you can get with my mind totally focused on rapping. You see what I'm saying? Even did gospel.
Yeah.
Because that's my mind was on rap. Stopped doing gospel because they're not letting me rap as much. You see what I'm saying? So only now, I think, or maybe when I turn 25, or but now even more, is that I'm realizing that, yo, okay. You see, I've been pushing this for some time. This is what has been going on. You see what I'm saying?
So you're
going
to be one
but
of those.
All that time, I've just been pushing off of just the pure passion of it. And I feel that's the thing that makes you succeed your dreams.
Yeah.
If you are able to shut out totally everything.
And just focus on your
and you are focused on what you want, you get it, bro.
So then why are young Zimbabweans not just shutting out all the drama that's happening in the country and just focus
life is
on their
real.
Things?
I mean because also
real.
Yeah, like it's too real. Other people maybe they'll come up in worse situations than I was able to. You see what I'm saying?
You get so
maybe
money.
No, we're talking about Zimbabwe. We're talking about Zimbabwe. We're
what happened
about...
in Somalia, though?
For example, we're talking like Vic, right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't go to university. You feel me? But he had to put himself there to pay for his fees. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? That same thing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? He was talking about what... Like, is he going to pay for school or pay for... a session?
Yeah, I did.
You see what I'm saying? You're going to pay for school or pay for a session. So... different opportunities are granted to different people. Even though, to an extent, I do believe that even at that point, bro, if you are able to shut everything out, you feel me? Even though it's not ideal, and you break a lot of hearts. Because even me, there are some people that now they know ASAP is not dependable because he loves rap more than anything else.
Yeah.
They now know that, no, ASAP will drop work
to go to the studio.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
That's the most difficult part, I think, for many people.
The choice. That choice.
Yeah, that's the choice.
That's where the choice
is. Because if you're sitting at home...
Who are you? Are you Vic or are you Newton?
If you're sitting at home, you're thinking, what am I doing? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Feel me? We're not eating at home.
Yeah.
You know, I'm busy rapping. I'm in the studio jumping up and down, you know. My mother needs money. My sister needs money. Feel me? And I'm good at, you know, I'm good at engineering. And there's a job, actually. Feel me?
Yeah.
So you end up, you know, you have to sacrifice that just for, you know, to survive. Because this is Zim, bro, at the end of the day. Feel me? This is fucking Zimbabwe, bro.
But also, what happens then? For me, I also look at the black community and the black society, and I think we have a big problem in terms of why can our parents just work so that they can have their lives, and then we also work for ourselves? You know what I'm saying? Not like parents, when they take you to university, all of a sudden you are their problem. You know what I mean? They become your problem. Like, why can't we just work? Why can't they work and then seed into the next generation, and then when the next generation comes, it seeds and we have a cycle?
It's proven. Black text. Yeah, black text.
And Zim too. I'll always blame Zim for everything.
But everywhere else,
but even in South Africa,
it's almost like that, because black parents will say, "Ah, we've sent you to school,
now
so you're gonna look after us." Like, why are you working for your money?
Yeah.
Why are you here? Like, do something.
I'm a kid.
I'm a child.
So I mean, when are we gonna break out of that space as the black people? Do you think our generation is gonna be the one that's gonna lead that?
No.
That you're gonna work for yourself and then work for the next generation.
Why are you saying no, bro? You said no, like, you know.
Why?
You strongly say no.
The thing is, you can't leave your mother like sleeping in hunger.
I mean, like, you bro, like, you as a parent, do you want your kids to feed you? Or
I don't want, but the thing is, the situation that we're in now, I don't think...
They have to feed you.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you have to go back to 2008.
They don't have to.
In 2008...
They don't
have to.
Yeah.
They don't have to.
If they want, they will.
Yeah, if they want...
Because you give birth to people have free will, my G. You give birth to a son who's like, my friend.
Yeah.
But, what for me?
but then remember, our parents' savings were wiped out 2005.
Exactly.
So
okay. So
that is
yeah.
Like, what,
that their savings, parents' savings
were wiped out. 2005, 2008.
But it's not like they were saving up funds for.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. But I'm just saying. Just saying though that even if you're trying to save up,
do you think you can save yourself?
No, you can't.
Wow, bro! Like, what's the rate of the bond in the rand?
Yeah.
What am I gonna save?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah,
because that's why you are saying no.
So you're saying no.
Yeah, because it's waiting for everyone else to explain.
So my thing is, I feel with the first generation to talk about it, you know, and see the wrong in it. You feel me? I don't feel like your parents actually saw it being wrong, which you know, you actually have, like, your kids have to feed you and they have to take care of you. I feel like the reason that, like, the fact that we're talking about it has a change, bro.
I think because what another tip, bro, that you need to understand, most parents. Our parents are usually mostly first generation out of Kumusha. They're the ones who came to town. You feel me?
Yeah.
Then they're like, so what I feel to a certain extent, people maybe even got caught up in town.
Really?
You think so?
Yeah. Because buying cars.
You think our parents got caught up in
not
town?
Not saving. And they thought it would be as easy for us. Maybe.
So are we going to go down the same line, the same lane as our generation?
If we don't change it, we might go down worse.
Wow.
Feel me? We might be a lot of unmarried, failing to raise our own kids type people.
Deadbeat dads.
You see what I'm saying? Or working hand to mouth, living in. You see what I'm saying? We won't be buying houses.
Looking at it in a deeper perspective, I think that's the cause that we are in right now.
That's what led us into here.
Yeah.
As a country.
The whole situation, they came from Kumusha and they came here. You get the point? They're educated people and
they're educated.
Yeah,
they're educating us.
Yeah.
Because they're educated.
They are educating us because they want us to be better
to
people.
I feel like they saw their mistakes maybe.
What I think is maybe it's just maybe it also depends on our corners as well. You see what I'm saying?
That's where the problem is in Zimbabwe. We're all in corners.
In corners.
Because bruh, there are some first generation dude was maybe born in Kumusha, came to the Berg, nailed school, or was sent somewhere, nailed school. When graduated, what? Most of the parents of my peers, bro, or parents of like people I went to school with, doctors, lawyers,
that's
what happened was when everything happened in the country, now most of the people went out of the country. You see what I'm saying? But then there are still parents who are now saying, that's why I'm sure. And maybe obviously that could be a reason as well, but for me, from where I was seeing, it's because they managed to come here, education painted them that way. To say, here's a way to live nice. Send your child where? So your child needs education.
So,
and that's
why
this is the generation of everyone. Yeah.
So is this why maybe we don't value the creative space in Zimbabwe? We don't value people in the creative space, people that are artists, people that are visual artists.
Because our parents saw artists not making it or dying of AIDS.
Oh wow.
You see what I'm saying?
It's actually a bad thing close to them. Like, to be honest,
go home.
Science teacher at high school used to say that I don't want anyone who's in the drama class in my class. If you're a science student, you don't do funny business. So that includes all your drama, your poetry.
I like that word, funny business.
But then look at Nigeria's economy. The Nigerian economy is driven by the entertainment space. Nollywood musicians, they're driving Nigerian economy. So as much as there's high corruption in Nigeria, maybe it's like a billion times Zimbabwe, but then the entertainment industry is pushing because the government and institutions are also supporting it. Don't we think we can learn something from it in Zimbabwe?
Do we want to
is the question.
But we can
but
learn.
We will need to.
We need
and
to.
They will learn the hard way. From,
and they learn how
to we can't go like as far as Nigeria. Look at South Africa.
I mean, we can't obviously. Nigeria is 200 million
look
people.
Look at South Africa. And in a visual art perspective, there is a thing called Jobek Art Fair. It's funded by the actual government. And it's also funded by the banks and so on and so on. That shows that the economy and the whole government system, they understand how important art is, you know? But here, we have like, vets, they don't even know... and there are ministers and so on and so on. You get the point?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
we failed to even sponsor our national teams from soccer to cricket to tennis. Just, we can't even.
Bruh, let me tell you something. The guy, you know that Ngungu from news?
Yes.
That guy once came out saying he hasn't been paid ever since he
did. Yeah. But yet they use him as a news or something.
But that's the other issue that I think. The issue with creatives, bruh. Yeah. We all know where the situation is and you want to get paid.
So don't you want to get paid?
Not that you shouldn't get paid. Yeah. If getting paid is your goal, you'll be a very frustrated artist in this country. Because we all know we're building systems from scratch. Right? Why are you trying to get money from a person who doesn't think you are shit? Why are you getting offended when a girl who says, I don't feel you? Why are you getting offended?
Yeah.
Go to the people.
But then
that's what I'm. What you're telling me? The first time that Joe, the festival or the fair that you talked about, right? Yeah. Was sponsored the first day.
Actually,
South Africa is younger than Zimbabwe. But look at our situation. We are older. It shows. Think about this.
Yeah.
Like, if I was now to be consistent, no matter the situation, month after month. My event, I'm doing it like clockwork, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gaining my numbers.
Yeah.
Eventually, someone will be like, "This nigga got numbers."
So we're not consistent. Is that what you said?
We're focusing on the wrong thing. Okay. Everyone wants to start. Oh, boom! We're competing too much with these dropping international industries.
Yeah.
Take it. We're not thinking as Zimbabweans.
Yeah.
Take it back to scratch, bro. We're still trying to get people to fall in love with just the idea of hip hop.
Yeah.
The idea of music, but hip hop has actually done well.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean, with Mambo, a long way to go. Document number one for but 2 months.
But Mambo was supposed to be my dog Chevrolet. If you think about it, if I'm brutally honest, my nigga, the way that was banging.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, right?
So what went wrong in the country, or is it the people?
No. It's just the system. Unfortunately, if we sit and try and see, yo, where did it go wrong? We'll be fucked. This is the situation we have. This is what we have. This is what we must do to go forward.
Mm.
Yes, looking back works, but you can't go forward looking back.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
But it's important to also make references.
Yeah, yeah.
True, but we were in love so much with our past because that's the excuse for everything. And it's a justified excuse. But as long as you hold on to a justifiable excuse, it will block you from going forward.
Come on,
because you won't be able to see the gaps. To be like, but you know what? You see what I'm saying? You won't be able to see. But you know what?
But there's a gap.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Especially if this creative shit is really what you want to do. If you're just doing it to look, we are real rappers.
First you rap, you don't get the support, and then you get laughed at for being a rapper.
You
at the
do
same
this
place.
Shit because you want rapping, bro.
Keep rapping. All right, so you tune into the Game of TV on Cliff Central. We have a conversation, a very interesting one with the boy ASAP, Ras Monroe, Vic Worldwide. At SimK and at George, and we also have Jacob. He was the one who was just coming in and throwing in some comments. If you want to follow in on the conversation, please do tune in on the website. It's www.cliffcentral.com. So we're going to the last segment, and we're going to talk about what's the future like for Zimbabwe. What next for us now? Ras.
What's next for us?
What's the future like for you as a young Zimbabwean? What do you see happening in the country?
What I wish to see happening in the country is I just want to see a change in the way we think as young people.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you're doing that, I'll be outside of the country.
then
I'll come back when things are sorted. But basically, I just want to a radical change. I just want people to wake up in the morning and say, enough is enough. We're done with this shit. We need new things.
Are we actually going to do that? Because we're talking about how we divided as a country.
Yeah.
Do you feel we're going to get to a point where we're going to unite and actually move forward for a common cause?
Yeah, I think the love that ASAP was talking about, you know, loving yourself and
like. ASAP is in love, so he always talks about love.
I think it starts there, bro, like mentally and like on the inside. You have to love yourself, love your country, love your people. Just don't give a fuck about anything else. You feel? Don't give a fuck about Yisho Mashonaland and Manikale and Matebelele and whatever. It's all about Zim now. You feel me?
But
so now if we have the common ground, which is love, if I just pop up and say, let's do the shit, we're going to fucking do this shit, bro. You feel me?
And we're going to do it properly.
Yeah, we're going to do it properly.
But then, sorry for cutting.
Remember the whole November thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
the whole situation.
Yeah, that was a beautiful.
Even
that was
the vibe.
Yeah, stay away.
But it's so fucked up because when we announce the stay away or we announce this and that, people are like, ah, fuck.
I know they still don't work for me. Yeah,
yeah, they announced 1-2 weeks back and people were like, huh, what?
Hey, but it's always on something. I'm just gonna see, bro. You know, when yeah, when I was in a taxi, bro, and I jumped in, they said, ah, each of us sweet 75 cents. You know. I remember I was alone, right, in the taxi shouting, fuck this, I'm not paying 75 cents. And everyone was just paying 75 cents.
In the quiet. For people are struggling, they're still taking out things where they can't afford
it. Like, we can't just be united as a taxi, as passengers, bro. Like, fuck this, we're not paying, you know. Somebody just decides to pay, 75 is okay, just give me change, I made 25 cents, you feel me? So that's, there's no love for nobody, you feel me? So
we need to start from there, I guess, basically. Yeah, but you also need to understand Zimbabwe is made of states.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe is made of states. We're not a nation.
See, now
we're made of states. We're not a nation. And maybe why we have these problems because we're not a nation.
But we're not the only country that is made up of states.
Yes, but then the thing is, like, if we're going to talk about unity, it needs to start from a very top because Nigeria has the same issues. Nigeria is made up of states and there's so much chaos in that country. But then when they decide to come together, it comes from the very top and then it trickles down.
Yeah.
So with us, maybe it needs to come from the very top to trickle down.
No, because they're not going to do it. They're the ones even making the situation like this.
Yeah. So then it's beneficial to the people in positions.
So it's for us. Well, you mean at the top of what? At
like the top, people in government. I don't feel like
it's people in government. Yeah. I just feel it's people who everyone is looking at.
Yeah.
Okay. Where people are like, what is this nigga gonna say? Mm. What is he gonna come out and say?
Mm.
So that's why I'm saying, go to the people. Once you are able to be lifted up and everyone knows you, imagine you, everyone can know you more than the mayor. You see what I'm saying? And you're like, you know what? Like, that's why I'm saying, think about this. We are consistently doing our hip hop movement, our show weekly, putting our t-shirts, people, you see, some Zim Pride something.
Yeah. So we need to start with
one,
that.
One day, you come in and you're like, hey, but you know my quota combi, 75 cents. Oomph. You're telling me at that moment, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
we're
trying to, I don't know why, we're trying to, these are actually issues that art can sort out. But you need to be clever about it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You just need to be smart about it. And just put, first of all, bring everyone to the common ground.
Yeah.
That's the number one. So what you say, love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
yeah,
somehow we bring everyone to the common ground.
This is the gents are in love. Sinke, what are your thoughts on us? On the future for Zimbabwe,
I think.
For real.
I think
more Botox.
So I'm just saying. I think it's that. I think we have to be positive about everything else.
Are you positive?
I know. It begins with me. That's the honest truth. At the current moment, maybe I might not be positive, but like you said, we need to adopt that mentality whereby we need to push positivity. Once I push positivity, I'll push positivity onto him, even if he's negative or maybe he's doubting. And then he'll do the same thing to you. And then imagine how contagious that can be.
But we already have a following as individuals in this space.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there some way where we sometimes come together and say, guys, we're going to push this common cause and we've seen some sort of results? Or we're always going, when SF is talking about it, it's like, bullshit, let me pull the other way around. Like, I think that's the issue that we have, first of all. Mm-hmm. That you have a following.
Uh-huh.
But then we never, it's very few times that we come together and we just try to push
it's rare few times we even sit like this.
Yeah.
Remember when we were talking, when was the last time we went for a bride together?
Yeah.
That was in 2012.
You see what I'm saying?
But we're always around each other.
You see?
Yeah.
So we're not even breaking bread talking like this, seeing where is Vic at mentally with this situation?
Yeah.
Where is Sinke? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We don't even do this.
Mm.
So how do you expect us to fix it?
Yeah. So we need to start. You need to start because you're all leaders in your own spaces.
All I'm saying starts with love. Us.
Yeah.
First, as creatives, we show each other that love.
Yeah.
And people will see, like, yo, these people are coming, they're doing this big thing.
And then they follow.
And they'll follow.
They follow. Because you have a following that you're able to direct the people where you want them to go.
I'm sure Gilmore has these people who follow him. Maybe they don't even like hip hop. But when they see the amount of respect and love he gives me, they'll be like, yo,
he must be
cool. Yeah. And the same thing with me and you, and you. You see what I'm saying?
George, where is your thought at?
Oh, myself, it's a very interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, most of my work I deal on politics. And you know,
you get arrested like Owen Masego.
Yeah,
like Owen Masego in the previous show, anyway.
So I'm actually inspired by situations that actually happen in Zimbabwe. And
that's one of my source of inspiration. So to me, I think for us to move forward is to earn that trust to people whereby we try to come up with positive vibes and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as artists, we have got the most we are the most influential people in the world. Mm-hmm. And people, they follow us and they want to know what we're doing and so on and so on. So by putting something out there online, everyone is going to see something.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So I think it's a good platform that we have as artists,
mm-hmm.
whereby we talk to people and tell them what we think about the solutions that we have as artists.
Yeah.
And if we are the voice, why not speak?
True.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Come on, Pastor.
Yeah.
Come,
yeah.
On.
Speak.
Come on. Come on. See? Yes.
So I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing to have these such conversations.
We need to have more conversations.
Yeah,
like
we need. This. We need to have such conversations. Yeah. Yeah.
We need to wrap up the show. Russ, what are you currently working on? And is it something positive for
the
country?
Yeah, it is. It is something positive. I've got two scripts working on now. One is about speaks about death in the African context, and the other one is a science fiction novel, Wulawa in 2050. And currently, I've been teaching kids how to code and program in Scratch. So this has been my exciting time of the year.
You're not molesting those kids; you're just teaching them.
Maybe molesting their minds with knowledge.
All right. Yeah. That's good. It's important.
Yeah,
it's important.
It is very important, especially when you're working with kids. It is important to know your boundaries, way how to interact with the kids. Yeah. So, yeah.
And we just lost HP to depression, and you know there's so much depression in the country. Your current music, what kind of issues do you touch on?
I touch on personal things like my experiences, but mostly I'm trying to give people the vibes. You know, I'm trying to uplift
the people. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Let's be in a good vibe. You know, I know it's difficult. You feel me?
Difficulty.
It's difficult. You feel me? But let's just try all our best. You know, to actually be happy in a situation like this, because you know, if it's bad and you look at it as if it's bad, it's probably gonna be bad. You feel me?
And worse.
Yeah, it's gonna be worse.
So when are you dropping like your next project? Like, what can we expect from you?
I'm working on more videos for my EP,
mm-hmm.
more features. Boy ASAF, ZNK, and a bunch of other
Grass
people.
Monroe,
oh, maybe the Mesh Town people if they're being nice to me. But yeah.
You're not going to be stealing anyone's video concept like the Rocky issue?
I hope they're not going to be stealing mine.
Oh, they stole your video concept.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter and VColdRice.
Sidke, what are you working on?
You know, like new music, end of November, mm-hmm. a new project.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say something about it by now. Let's just keep
you can
it
say big. Something. What's the title? Like,
okay, it's called the Black and White. It's called the Black and White Sessions. It's coming on the maybe the last 10 days of November. I'm certain.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one song. My next thing is coming. It's with this guy, the positivity guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one with the vibes. Yeah, big. So I'm just trying to make
is
sure.
Is it Black and White because you're addressing the Rhodesian issue that we're black people issues, not that issue of yours. Okay,
it's addressing my personal issues and. Okay. Just trying to give people the vibes. You know, the white side is always about the vibes, and then the black side is about my darkness. But it's not all on that.
So finding a balance with
the
gray.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the gray. Yeah,
shade
exactly.
Of gray.
Exactly.
Okay. ASAF, I mean, you have been doing a lot of work. You've been doing well. Well done. Are you planning to molest anyone? Like, how is molesting people's minds?
You guys know sex is not fun.
I know, right?
But no. For me, we've actually got more tracks coming. Mm-hmm. It's just also I'm gliding, seeing the situation with my head out. But project next year.
Uh-huh.
More works and more what next year. Uh-huh. Now the year is basically done. Let's just perform. Let's just try and end the year on a good note.
Are you gonna take us for lunch sometime? Because you've been making lots of money.
Maybe in December.
He's rich now.
Yeah, he's so rich. Like, when you see him, he talks to you with, you know, like that finger greeting. It's not even a handshake. He's like, hi.
See, this is why Zimbabwe will never change. Comments like those.
No, I'm kidding. You've been doing very well. George, you've also been doing well. And what's the future like for you? What are you up to?
Like, now I'm working on an exhibition coming very soon. I'm having a group exhibition in South Africa.
Look at you.
Come on. At the MM Art House. It's a contemporary gallery that side. And I'm also working on a solo. Then I'll be touching on issues on migration. So
okay.
As people are like running away and so on and so on. So I'll be touching on those issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a common factor between South Africa and what and Zimbabwe. So I had to come up with a theme that is talking about that relationship that we have as South Africans or as Zimbabweans.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm touching on those issues.
I'm trying to sound deep, bro.
No, no, no.
Che Guevara vibes. Steve Biko. Joshua Nkomo. Yes, Robert Mugabe.
Yeah, I want to go deeper on those issues. Yeah.
And Asaf, congratulations. You made it on the top 30 innovators of 2018 with Vuta Magazine.
Asaf.
And Arakani being represented by Vic Worldwide. And Kim Jade represented by Ras Monroe. Dave, who else was there? Lady K represented by Cindy. I can't remember. I think those that I mentioned are
and
very.
Tammy.
And Tammy represented by George and ASAP.
Yeah. We're gonna get in trouble.
And you, bro.
Yeah. But I think it's things like that that also make us feel like, okay. Whew. Can we just get some focus somewhere else? We're doing something when people recognize you. Yeah. And I know there's the Project Hope. You guys heard about it, Project Hope. There's like different artists that came together to doing songs about hope for Zimbabwe. And I think it just came at the right time. Because Zimbabweans are just like, this is a lot.
But you see, they're not going to perform it anyway.
But why can't they do a concert? Maybe we should challenge them to do a concert.
They must
maybe
do they should come.
A tour, right?
With them. Tour.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so do you want to tell them Vic Worldwide?
I could, yeah.
Tell them right now.
Yo, do a tour in the whole of Zim.
Project Hop, do a tour in the whole of Zim and try to just bring some positivity.
Yeah, I think that would work for a lot of people, you know, and just the whole sound thing, maybe people actually, you know, fall in love with the music in different sections of Zim. So yeah,
and also just take your mind away from the stress.
Yes, you feel me? Yeah,
and the issues of bread being $1.10
and cooking oil being $7.99.
Yes, and fuel going up by 6 cents.
And my hair from 50 cents to
$1. And pork pies have gone to 90 cents from 50 cents.
And there's still no pork inside.
Maputo have gone from 10 cents to 25 cents.
Okay. Yo, bro, do you know what's the craziest thing?
What?
500 mils of water is going for $1.50.
And
yes,
fuel
diesel is going for dollar. A liter is going for $1.41.
And then fuel petrol is $1.47.
Water is life, so it's fine.
Water is life. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining me here on the Gilmore Tiva. I hope to have some of you back when you're working on your projects. Just let me know what's up and then we can have a conversation. So if you want to follow at Russ, his handle is at Russ Monroe, and at Vic Worldwide, like AKA Worldwide,
Instagram
or whatever.
And Twitter too.
Yeah. And then at Cindy, so is at Sinkay. S-I-N-K-A-Y. Yeah. And then George, what's your Twitter handle?
It Masariras _ George.
It's a lot. Boy ASAP.
At the boy ASAP. At the boy ASAPH.
Lawrence, you also want to say something?
Nah.
No, he doesn't want to say something. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for joining me. Until next week, same time, same place. Remember, keep well, because it's the weekend now. So make sure that if you're going to have sex, be protected. And if you're going to drive, don't drink and drive. Have those condoms in your wallet. Cheers. Until next week. God bless.
Peace.
I see that talking that kick time. Then you go, you go, you go, where you might be. Bitch, let's just have a new love. Got cool for Sabu and you. Who got cool for give me? The sky's got us for we see. So take on them fight for your sins. I'm kicking and kicking. Yo, who got my teach you? What you say, bitch, it's a meet. Been a double bomb teach you. Cook that you put on the board. See what's cool and they call you. What you mean, it's a bitch, it's a thing. I love you, me and Lulu. Cut the phone with Coco, 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 Pigu, 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 pigu. Next cousin when I win on you. I'm gonna money. Who's the nobody?
Why is this not to come on the day? This is CliffCentral.com.